Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this brisk Monday night, which happens to also be Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day to all of you all that are celebrating and those of you all that are finished celebrating. We want to say thank you, and I hope you found time today to fall in love with Jesus. I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and we are excited about what the Lord is doing for this program, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Radio, which is worldwide, www. And our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, I want you all to get your Bibles, pencils, pens, and paper ready to hear what the man of God is going to share with us on tonight. I'm sure God has put something in him that he wants to release. And I want you all to continue to pray for our servant, Pastor Troy Thomas, that God continually heal him and use him at the same time while he's going through healing and deliverance and giving us a word for deliverance. I am going to check to see if the pastor is on the line, and then we can proceed on with the service. Pastor Troy, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Okay, are you doing Facebook Live also?
Yes, I'm setting it up as we speak.
Yes, and I'm going to be tuning in as well as listening in. And when the word gets excited to me, I'm letting you know now, I'm going to unmute my phone because I am the host of the service to touch and agree with you, but I want everyone else to keep their phones on mute until the end of the service when you get a chance to share with the man of God and with the rest of the listening audience. But I want you all to also look at this on Facebook, share, and share some more. So let me know when you're ready, Pastor, and it's, you can take over the program from there. So.
All right, I'm ready. I done went live.
Okay, it's in your hands, man of God. Go ahead.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so very much for joining me and our blog, Blog Talk Radio, live here in the house of the pastor, Troy D. Thomas, of the Fountain of Living Water Ministries. I won't be long. I am kind of on a little level of restrictions, if you know about that. I've had some challenges the last couple of months, but I thank God that we were able to overcome them because of God, because of what God has done and what he's doing. I was able to overcome some things in my life that should have took me out, but God kept me. And I am so gracious. I'm so glad that you were able to join with us. What a mighty God we serve. If the angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Let me turn off my Wi-Fi because my Wi-Fi is doing its own thing. All right. Once again, what a blessing it is. So glad that you could join us. Tanis Henderson, I sure hope that you haven't left Chicago, Illinois, and have not stopped by and seen me. We're going to have a little small issue if you do. That's just a sidebar, everybody. A sidebar for that Miss Tanis. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But let us, I want to say a word of prayer, if you don't mind. I want to say a word of prayer so that we can maintain what God is doing for us and with us. What a blessing it is. Let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Because we know if it had not been for you, things would not be possible. Father, we thank you that you kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger, from danger seen and unseen. Father, we ask you right now, if we have said or done something that was not pleasing unto you, Father, forgive us and wash us. For things that we meant to do and things that we did not mean to do, we still ask you for forgiveness, not just for right now, Father, that we will not return back to these things ever again. We will move forward. We won't stay stagnant. but we believe that you're more than able. And we give your name the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. Once again, thank you for joining, Pastor Troy. I am also on Blog Talk Radio with my beautiful cousins. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. If you ain't showing nobody no love, but just on today, I want to do you really love. That's just a question that I have. If you have not shown them no love all this time, something wrong. But I'm back. Let's do this. Let's go. I want to do me a favor. Go to Genesis, the 41st chapter, and the 9th verse for me. Genesis 40, chapter 41, verse 9. 9 through 16 is what I want to read. And then here we go. Let's read. It says, the 9th verse of the 41st chapter of Genesis says this. It says, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put me in the ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in that one night. I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we took him, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his dream he did interpret. It came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was, me he restored unto my office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. And they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. He shaved himself. He changed his raiment. And he came unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream. And there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard saying of thee, that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Hey, Pastor Dye, God bless you. I want to talk about for a few moments, and I do mean a few moments, it's been overturned. Now, listen, we have heard many times, and we've seen on TV, that people have been falsely accused or been, can you turn that heat off for me, Red, because that definitely killed me. That's the prophet Antoine Thomas. Amen. We've seen on TV, we've heard many times throughout the years of our life that there have been people that have been falsely accused. They've been falsely accused of different crimes and different things, and they get to trial, and people have what they've done. Those that are accusing them have manufactured evidence, have put things together to get their case before the judge to win a victory. And so just to find out years later, bless you, Mother Smith, the person was actually innocent, but it took some time. It took some working. And they had to sit there for some time. They had to go through some things. They had to deal with some ups and some downs, some ins and some outs, some discomforts through the process of these particular things, until they were able to get the evidence to prove that they were innocent. So here it is. What has to happen is, like they have these projects where they go in and they look at certain cases that just don't seem right, that just don't add up, and people have been in prison for 20, 30, 40 years of their life, and more than half their life has been taken away from them because of false accusations. Now, don't get me wrong, some of our accusations are not always false. Some of our accusations are spot on. But then once again, we serve a God that is gracious, that is loving, that is kind, that forgives all. Not only do he forgive, but he forgets all when it comes to our sins. And so then, therefore, in the midst of that, he begins to overturn the verdicts in our life. Do me a favor, if you're on here with me, type in the comment section, my verdict has been overturned. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will not get happy. Y'all won't push me to get happy either. Type in the comment section, my verdict has been overturned. And so then here it is in this particular pericope of this particular scripture in Genesis, that we know that Joseph is in the dungeon. He's in the dungeon because he has been falsely accused of messing with Potiphar's wife. Now, here it is that he went into the room. He served Potiphar. He served Potiphar with everything in him. He served Potiphar with all that he had in Penelope. And but still, the fact of the matter, he was still falsely accused. He ran out his clothes so that he would not only defile the head of the house, but he would not defile God, the God that he served. So in the midst of all of this, she lied on him, and he was then now in prison. But in the point of the imprisonment, there was a plan. Now listen, we think sometimes the things that we are going through we're just going through it. We don't understand why we're going through it. We're not asking God. We're not seeking God. We just figure we're going through it, and we just can't wait to get out of it. In the midst of it, we have not asked God one time, what am I to learn? What am I to gain? What am I to do? What am I to build on? Watch this. The Bible says that he will make the enemy your footstool. Now watch this. Because we deal with things, this can become the footstool that we need to take us to another level, to give us another place of grace, patience, love, understanding, power, grace, and anointing. So then, therefore, we have to deal with some things. The Bible talks about that we overcome by the words of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, the words of our testimony. That means we went through the test. We went through the process of it. We dealt with it. There were some things that we learned, some things that we gained, but we came out of it. I said often that we come to it to come through it to come out. One more time. I gotta be calm. I got to be cool. We come to it to come through it to come out of it. But sometimes we're in the place that we are in, AJ, that we are so stuck in the place of, well, I'm going through it. Okay, well, you're going through it, but you're going through it with a purpose. You're going through it with God's plan. He said his ways are not yours, his thoughts are not yours. So you can't think like God is thinking. You can't act like God is acting when it comes to what we have to deal with and the reason why we have to deal with it. Watch this. We cannot give a brand new car to a teenager. They won't appreciate it. Sometimes you have to deal with things that we have to earn. Because as we earn these particular things, then we begin to appreciate it. We want God to do things for us, Penelope. We want God to do things for us, Dana. But we are not ready to handle certain things. We always know, where's my husband? Where's my wife? Where's my boo? It's Valentine's Day, and I ain't got no flowers. I ain't got no candy. I'm in the house by myself. I sent myself some flowers so I can post on Facebook, like somebody really sent me some on social media. Anybody sent me nothing. Where is my boo? But the fact of the matter is, what we desire, sometimes we are just not ready for. I've said this time and time again that I had to ask God what was the issue with the people that I was dealing with. He had to point out to me that I was the common denominator, and so then I am the one that needed to change so that then, therefore, my next place would be successful. But as long as I kept doing the things that I did in the manner in which I've done it, I would not gain success because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing but expecting a different result. So in the midst of this, in the process of this, that Joseph had done nothing. He done some things. But Joseph had done nothing. He just honored the God of our salvation. He honored the one that had rules. The Bible says, obey them that have rule over you. We don't want to obey the pastor. We don't want to obey his wife. We don't want to obey the elders. We don't want to work with the praise team leader. We don't want to work with the president of the music department. We don't want to work with the musicians. We don't want to listen to the mothers. We don't want to listen to nobody telling us things because we have the mind mentality, Michael, that we know everything and we just want to be right. I was talking to somebody, and in the midst of talking to them, a song came to my mind, Nicole. And it just says this song, right, oh, I just want to be right. We don't care about the right thing for the right reason in the right season in the right realm that we need to be in. We just care mostly about being right. So then here it is in this particular passage that Joseph did nothing to Potiphar's wife. He said nothing. He did what he was supposed to do. But yet even in the midst of him doing the right thing, he was still accused and still put in the jail. Yes, he became the server to the jail, to the captain of the jail, but yet and still, he was still in prison. Sometimes God got to lock us down. Let me tell you something about me. God told me that he had to slow me down. Three men of God came and told me that it may seem like, Lord, why did you have why did I have to have open heart surgery? Why did I have to have a triple bypass? They say, well, Pastor Troy, this particular season is what God had to put you in because maybe you was moving too fast. Maybe you was moving in the wrong direction. You were not acknowledging him in all your ways. So then he had to slow you down. He had to put you in a place because he wants you to gain success. But as long as you're doing it the way that you want to do it, how you want to do it, when and where you want to do it, you will not gain the success and the power and the glory and the anointing and finish the assignment that God has ordained for you. So I say, okay, I begin to say thank you. So then here it is, as I go back to the scripture, that Joseph was doing nothing. But while he was there, he came in contact with the baker. He came in contact with the butler. They had dreams, but it would not have happened had he not been in the position that he was in. Sometimes God put us in a position so that we can elevate, so that we could that we could go to another place. It had to happen. Come on, type in the comment section, it had to happen. Come on, give me some hearts and some thumbs. If you're on here, share this and put it in the comment section, it had to happen. It had to happen because in the midst of what was going on, it helped us get to a new place, helped us get to a new era, helped us to get another level of appreciation and honor and being thankful and grateful for what God has done. Had to happen. So then because it had to happen, he was in the right place. He was in the wrong place, but for the right time, in order for it to go to another place, Nico. You dig what I'm saying? So then in the midst of what was going on, what began to happen was he told the butler, he told the baker, remember me when you stand before Pharaoh. So then 2 years went back. Let me tell you, so Genesis, the same chapter, and the 41st chapter, verse 1 through 7, it said, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. That Pharaoh dreamed a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Listen what I'm saying. It was 2 years later. We want an instant God. We want things to happen right now. We lack patience. We lack empathy. We lack love. We lack unity. We lack the ability to listen. We lack the ability to follow instructions because we want everything right now. Everything has to be now, 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 now. We don't have the patience. The songwriter said, wait on the Lord. And be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. But the Bible says, wait on the Lord. And again, I say, wait, because when you're in a hurry, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but all things by prayer and supplication. Make your requests known unto God. Yes, Diana, we live in a microwave society. Everything is right now. We're used to having everything at our fingertips. We grab our phone, and we go in our phone, and we begin to look up stuff, get answers, directions of money, and all this. Instantly. So then for us to be patient and to wait, he waited 2 years in the dungeon. But had he came out the dungeon earlier, he would have missed the segue out of the place for God to overturn it. So as I begin to come down and begin to come in, this is what I'm talking about. The songwriter says but guess what? While he was down there, God's grace and his mercy kept him. The songwriter said, your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. It was your grace and mercy that brought me through. So it was God's grace that kept him for the 2 years. But while he was down there, he was just sitting down and idle. The Bible says faith without works is dead. He believed that something was going to happen to bring him out. Why? Because years prior, he had a dream. He told his daddy, he told his brothers, that you shall serve me. Not in the manner of serving, that he, you know what I'm saying, that they would bow down to him and he would become a god. It was God's plan. It was God's order for things to happen. You don't know what's going on in your life. It was God's plan for you to hit these patches in your life. Because had you not hit the patches, you wouldn't be where you are now. Listen, what I wanted at seven, I didn't want at 17. What I wanted at 27, at 17, I didn't want at 27. What I wanted at 37, same thing at 27. At 47, it begins to change. Because as I begin older, the Bible says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man, Deidre, Lady D, I put away childish things. So in the midst of this, as time went on, things begin to change. Things begin to happen to line up with the dream that he had years prior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hear God talking to me. And he said, I know that you dreamed a dream. I know that I made you promise, Gene.
I know that I told you that some things was going to happen, but here in the year of 2022, guess what? It's about to happen. The dream is pushed. The things that happened in your life is pushing you toward your dream. It's pushing you toward your success. It's pushing you toward the manifestation of what God has said he was going to do for you a long time ago. I know he might have told you when you were a teenager, but yet it's still you're grown and you're still waiting. But God is saying to you today that I've overturned every verdict in your life. The verdict of guilt, the verdict of shame, the verdict of a death sentence, the plot of the haters, the weight, the stress, the bitter seeds planted about you to end your demise, the full consequences. He says, I am in a position to overturn it for you this year because the manifestation is about to happen. But I had to wait till you get to the position to where I can overturn it. You may have to sit for 2 years. You may have to sit for 12 years. You may have to sit for 22 years. But in the midst of it, your time has come to an end. It's time for you to get up. It says right here. Okay, it says right here in this particular verse that he shaved himself. He said he sent for him and he shaved himself. He changed his raiment. He came unto Pharaoh, but he began to get himself together, Cousin Mary. It's time for us to get ourselves together. It's time for us to walk around, to look like we are God's children. Well, I'm not a clothes preacher. I'm not a closed preacher. I don't believe in all of that all the time. But what makes you different from the people in the street?
We say, well, you know, we have to kind of mimic them and look like them so that we can attract them.
No, but your conversation shouldn't be like them. Your actions should be like them. The way you talk should not be like them. You should be able to comprehend, but it should be different. The Bible says simply this, that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. So as
I got to get a little calm.
So in the midst of this particular thing, for it to be overturned, the definition is to tip something. Tip it over that it's on the side or upside down. But watch this. This is my favorite definition of overturned, abolished, no longer valid. It's been reversed. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Come on, do me a favor. Type in the comment section. It's no longer valid, and it's been reversed. If I could dance right now, I dance, Deidre, I dance, because God has said these things are no longer valid. It's been reversed. It's been overturned. It's been switched. I'm come to give you the victory that I promised you. I come to give you the prosperity, with the peace of mind, the love, the joy. The things that I promised you, I come to overturn it. I come to overturn the way that you think, because you thought it wasn't going to happen, even though the word clearly says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. So because I have the strength of God, I know what I can do and what I can do. I can do all things. It is no longer valid. It has been reversed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While you're waiting for it to be overturned, while you're waiting for things to happen, you have to work. You have to be faithful. The Bible says faith without works is dead. I'm pretty sure the whole time that Joseph was down there, he was still working. He was still doing what God had commanded him to do because it was necessary for it to happen. Once again, faith without, James 2:26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without works is dead also. So while you're waiting on God for the overturn, watch this. By the people that was brought back, when the case was brought back up before the judge, when they begin to get different evidence, when they begin to get the right evidence, when they begin to put holes into the defense of the prosecutor's cases, they had to sit and wait and be patient. But while they were sitting there, like, Lord, I thank you that my case was brought up. The Bible says that everything give thanks, for this is his will concerning you. So while they were waiting, they were thanking God. Hallelujah. They were giving God praise. They were giving God glory because they had to work because they didn't want to die in the midst of it. I'm going to give you three examples of things being overturned. And Deidre, once I get done with the three examples of things being overturned, I'm going to be quiet. But I want you to know, come on, you should tell your neighbor, tap yourself and say, it has been overturned. These things are no longer valid. Not only are they no longer valid? They've been reversed. The previous system, decision, and situation, etc., has been reversed. It has been overturned. It's no longer valid. It holds no merit. My slate has been wiped clean. But what can wash away my sins? Pastor Antoine, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Because what has washed away my sins? I mean, when it's washed away, it's no longer valid. It's no longer there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These are my three last points, and I'm done. Three examples. The woman with the issue of blood. Guess what it was? It was overturned. She paid all that she had. She went. Guess what it said? It says not only did she pay all she had to every physician, but guess what? It didn't get better, but it got worse. But once, listen, but once she touched Jesus, when the last time you touched him? Touch him with your prayer. Touch him with your praise. What can you do to help over time? Guess what happened? They also have to talk. I'm sitting down. What had to happen? They had to help the people out. They have to help the team out. Well, tell us the story. Tell us what happened. Tell us what did they say? What did they do? She said she touched. She said, I could press. She pressed past all of those people and just touched because she told herself, if I may just touch the hem of his garment, Mark 5:29, I shall be made whole. Second one. I'm on the second one, Deidre. I'm be down. I promise you, I'm be done. So then the second one was Abraham and Isaac, the sacrifice that he was told, take thy only son, Isaac, and go sacrifice unto the Lord. And they took him. But he told the two men that was going to say, hold on, wait a minute, stay right here. We will be back. What faith without works is dead? For if I can believe it, if I can speak it, I can believe it. He told him, wait right here. We'll be back. But what happened? He took him up there to do what he promised God and what he told him he would do. But how did the overturned signature come? He said, hold on. I believe that you really do love us. I do believe that you do trust me, man of God. He said, but look over and see the ram. For the sacrifice was there for him. But he was ready to do what God told him to do. That was the second time. That was my second example for it being overturned. And my last one is simply this. But hold on, that was Genesis 22:13. My last one, John 11:43. When he raised Lazarus from dead, he told them that this sickness is not unto death, but that God may get the glory. But guess what? They said, okay, that we know. And what Jesus told them, show me where you laid him. Show me where you laid him. Not only show me where you lead him, he's going to rise again. But guess what happened? They said, Martha and Mary said, yes, we know that you're going to rise again. He said, but I am the resurrection. I am the life. For anybody that believe in me, though he were dead, shall he live. Deidre, but what happened? He went to the grave. Hallelujah. I'm telling you once again, God is saying that it's been overturned. It's been invalidated. It's been invalidated, which means it's no longer valid. Thank you, Jesus. He said, went to the grave, and he called his name, specifically called Lazarus. Come forth, but when he got up, he was still wrapped in grave clothes. I'm telling you, God is saying he told those things around you that may have held you hostage, that the false accusations, the haters, the people that want to speak death over your life and your finances and your children, what's happening with you, God is telling them that the verdict has been overturned. It's no longer valid. It's no longer valid. It has been overturned. He's calling your name, Deidre, Miko, Sylvia, Stephanie, Margot, Panella, Latasha, come on, Sonia. He's calling your name, Trisha. He's calling your name specifically. It has been overturned. I love you. I love you. First one. Three examples, y'all. The first one is woman with the issue of blood. The second one is Abraham and Isaac. And the third one is Lazarus. But he's calling your name. Listen for your name. Woo, Lord. Listen for your name. That's when he calls your name out of the muck and the mire. When he calls your name out of the situations. When he calls your name, you may still be wrapped in some grave clothes. But I hear God saying, loose them and let them go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Type in the comment section as I'm done. Loose me and let me go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for talking with me here on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live. Can you do me a favor? Can you share this for me? Loose me and let me go. Loose me and let me go. Listen for your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you. Did you enjoy yourself? Did you enjoy me on this evening? Did you enjoy the word? Did you enjoy the word of God? Loose me and let me go. Y'all know what I do, right? What I have y'all do is simply this. Go to your Facebook page. When you go to your Facebook page, tag Pastor Troy and say, it's been overturned. It's been overturned. And do hashtag loose me and let me go. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Like I said, tag me. Go to your page and tag Pastor Troy. Sit and type in the type on your page and tag me in it. It's been overturned. Hashtag loose me and let me go. It's been overturned. I'm going to give you three more examples. I'll give you three examples one more time. The first example is the woman with the issue of blood. The second example of it's been overturned by Abraham and Isaac. And the final one I want to give you is John 11:11-43. Lazarus is raised from the dead. Loose him and let him go. God bless you. Thank you so very much for joining Pastor Troy here. Thank you for joining Pastor Troy here on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. I love you and I appreciate you. Thank you so very much. God bless you. I did put my, I don't always do that, but if you want to be a blessing, you have the opportunity to be a blessing to Pastor Troy. God bless you. I love you and I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Loose me and let me go because it's been overturned. I love you. Thank God for you. Keep praying for Pastor Troy. I'm yet going through the healing process. It is a process. They don't want me to get too happy. And so I have to watch what I do. I got to watch how I act and how I react to some things. But I thank God for his grace and mercy because he is a great God. I love you. I thank God for you. As I always say, hashtag, let us pray.
Amen, amen, amen. I enjoyed you so tonight, Pastor. Loose me and let me go. Because this has been overturned. I thank you for letting God use you on tonight in your healing process. I thank you for letting God use you because somebody needs to see that even when you're going through, God can still use you. Loose me and let me go. If the lines are open, if anyone has anything they would like to say or share with the man of God, this is the time right now to encourage him because he has encouraged us on tonight. The lines are open. Go ahead.
Amen. This is Cecilia. Thank you so much, Pastor, for reminding us that even as you kept saying, I'm in the healing process. I'm in the healing process. That even while you're yet going through and in the midst of the healing process, that everything must loose you and let you go because it's already been overturned, but yet you are still obeying God. After a triple heart bypass, you are still obeying God. When we have people that have stumped their toe that aren't still obeying God while they're going through the healing process, oh, man of God, you are such a great testimony for the surgery that you've gone through and you've yet keep obeying God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God.
Amen. Thank you so much Apostle Elect for those words of encouragement. Is there anyone else?
Well, praise God. This is Minister Margot. I just want to tell Pastor Foy that you are such a blessing to the body of Christ. You are such a faithful man of God. And you said on tonight that it had to happen, but we know God has a plan. God has a plan. And I thank God. Thank God that I am here to see it. Knowing that God is about to do something miraculous above and beyond what you can ever think or believe because you have been faithful. We thank God for you, and we continue to look to see God as he manifests his love and his joy and his peace and his health in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margot, for those words of encouragement to the man of God. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time? Okay, we thank God for each and everyone that viewed on Facebook, made comments on Facebook, those that listened in through Blog Talk also, as well as viewing on Facebook. We just want to say God is an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that everything that we have been through and we're going through, it had to happen. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful works. Thank you, God, for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you, oh, Lord.
Yes.
I want to say, God, I thank the man of God for just releasing in us on tonight. I want to give you all our remarks because I know I'm ask the man of God if he has something else he want to drop in us on Blog Talk because he has in his Facebook post. So I just want to say to you all, don't forget, we're here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Mondays. Next Monday is our very own Minister Margot McCord. I have it right this week. Minister Margot McCord will be our speaker next Monday. I want to say to you, don't forget to come back on Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Friday will be my chance to share with you all what God has given me. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. So I will be on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be on the Let's Talk Ministry for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk. And we want you all to know that that number is 310-861-2354. Our foundational scripture that this ministry stands on, believe in, and walk with. Matthew 6:33, for seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now that we got all that out the way, let me see if the man of God would like to drop us a little golden nugget before we end the service with him praying us out. Man of God, is there anything you want to share with us at this time?
You know, I've been in the house. I haven't been able, if they're confined to a certain degree. So I have time to spend with God. I have some time to spend with him. Maybe some time that maybe I should have spent with him previously. But I thank God that I have the ability now. And I want to share with you guys, if all possible, spend some more time with God. Spend some more time in his presence. The idle time that we have, we don't have to give it all to God, but let's just do a little more. Let's press a little harder. Let's move a little. Let's move in some places that we have not. Let's work wide this day. For when night comes, the Bible says no man can work. And just keep moving. I love you guys. I thank you so much for praying for me. because it's been a different road. I'll say that it's been a different road, and I'm so glad that you guys are here with me. I love you, and I thank you so very much. All right.
All right.
So you want me to pray?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Father, I thank you. I give you your name, the glory and the praise. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you've done. Father, I thank you that you told us tonight that it has been overturned. And, Father, I thank you that you said to loose them and let them go. Father, we will not walk in a place of desolation anymore, but we'll walk in a place of victory, of love, and of joy. And, Father, for this we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We ban all spirits of backlash and retaliation. Father, I thank you that you will give us victory in our bodies, in our mentalities, in our hearts, and those particular things. For this we give you praise. For this we give you glory. And we ban Satan right now. Satan, you're a liar, and the blood is against you right now. Every plan that you think you got, we ban it right now. We expose it, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where you came from in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we say once again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Smile 3. Thank you for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for the word of God that's going out. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my family. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you so much, Father, for my family. I give you praise. Thank you for Molly. Thank you for George. Thank you for the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandfather. Thank you for the lineage. Thank you for the promises that were made before we were all born. Father, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. We give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, thank God, and amen.
Amen, amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.